At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Though, and talk a little spring training baseball with our Royals insider, Josh Vernier. Of course, spring training coverage here on 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by Park & Go, KC's premier airport parking destination. Vern, you know, we've been talking plenty of football, obviously, the last 24, 48 hours. I want to get your quick perspective. Is there anything that has surprised you if you've been at all locked into football?
I have not. No. The only thing that surprised me was how serious, and you guys already spoke with him, how serious Vinny's taking this role. You know, I thought it was just an off-season thing with Cody and Gold, but the fact that it's now carrying into spring training, we're getting very close to him, a la Adam Schefter, always with two phones on him. It was a sight to behold. He had the tweet written out on his phone, and he showed it to fellow Jets fan Jonathan India, showed it to Bobby Witt Jr. They both gave him the approval. I don't know why he needed their approval before sending out a fake tweet about him having NFL sources. And then he did the proper thing of finding a journalist in Annie Rogers of MLB.com and making sure that his punctuation was proper. In said tweet, he sends it out, and the next time I see him, it's him wearing a beautiful powder blue Royals jersey and just a towel, because apparently he just got out of the shower, and he walks through the clubhouse screaming, "Nailed it, I'm about to go on the Rich Eisen show." He was on
lacking confidence in his NFL insider. Although I thought Sports Illustrated dismissed him, said, "I guess he's an NFL insider. He's been doing it for 2 years on this show."
Yeah, that's, again, you know, kids nowadays, they don't want to do their due diligence and maybe dive into what Vinny's been doing and give 96.5 The Fan the proper credit. So, to me, it gave me a chuckle, and then, you know, Vinny went out and gave the team some solid at-bats. I know I said it last year, but just prime for if he can stay right, prime for that breakout season, prime to hit 300, run into 20-plus, drive in 100-plus. The guy is, and now you would think, better protected in the lineup, not only with Salvador Perez, but a confident Michael Massey. MJ Melendez with, you know, Jonathan India at the top should lengthen that lineup, which only will make Vinny Pasquantino better. He did finally challenge a pitch yesterday, challenged it correctly. You know, to me, he's the guy that I can't wait to see with the ABS in the big leagues, because who has a better idea of the strike zone on this team more so than Vinny Pasquantino? So he's one for one. While hitters are below 50%, Vinny's hitting a perfect 100 in the challenge system.
I think what's funny about that too is that he doesn't get the like superstar treatment where he gets the benefit of knowing the strike zone, Vern. You know how this works. Like, unless you're in the league long enough to prove everyone agrees you know the strike zone, they don't give you the benefit of the doubt there for a while.
Right. The old, excuse me, son, Mr. Ted Williams will tell us when it's a strike. No, he's not there. He's not the Barry Bonds respect yet, or even the, you know, Salvador Perez, Bobby Witt Jr. respect just yet. But again, I've mentioned this to you guys a few times already this spring. I think nationally people are sleeping on Vinny. I still think they acknowledge a terrific hitter. But a great personality. I think this is the year where those things kind of flip, where, man, he, for as great as his personality is, for as great as he is on the mic, I think what he does on the diamond this year will overshadow it top to bottom.
We're talking to our Royals insider, Josh Fernier. I know we've talked to you about the bullpen as a whole, but just individually, Lucas Urseg, we know how important he was, to say the least, and how dominant he was when he got traded over to Kansas City. Just how has he looked? Any reason to not think that they're getting the same type of player that they saw in the back half of the season?
Honestly, I think he's going to be better. I think he understands his body. Again, this is a guy that came up as a position player and is still relatively, you know, grand scheme of things, relatively new to pitching. Last year was the longest year of his professional career, going into October. That's the plan again this season. So he was able to adjust his off-season routine to, you know, peak in August and September, or at least plateau in August, September, and October, where last year he said, you know, come the end of September and into October, he felt like he was declining. He was getting worse. So he's planning on changing that. And as far as his stuff out here, it looks amazing. His mentality has really impressed me, the way that he doesn't want to have any say of when he pitches. When you're as good as he is, when you're a lock on the team, the coaching staff will come to you and go, hey, do you want to make this trip? Do you want to drive out to Tempe? Do you want the hour drive to Scottsdale today? And Urseg's response is, it's up to you guys. You guys tell me where to throw, who I'm facing, and what time, and I'll be there. And that's, to me, that's very Greg Holland-esque, man. Just give me the ball and let me blow it by dude standing in the box. Say, exactly what you want, especially for the role he's likely to have as the fireman, where you could be coming in the fifth, the seventh, or finishing off the game in the ninth. But speaking of that bullpen, we're going to get our first look at Carlos Estevez against live hitters today, as he has a live BP coming up in just about an hour from now, and then is scheduled to make his Cactus League debut coming up on Friday out in Tempe against the Angels. So, look, Zerpa's looked outstanding. Hunter Harvey a little under the weather, but when on the hill, he's been tremendous. John Schreiber had a nice showing yesterday. Again, you know, for as great as the Cleveland bullpen has been and likely will be again this year, you want to say they're the class of the division? Fine. Royals bullpen, likely the surprise bullpen in this division.
Vern, on the outfield perspective, we've continued to see like rumors, right? It was Duvall a couple of weeks ago. Last week it was, Starling Marte, maybe they had some interest in. Do you think that there's still a chance that there's some random outfielder that ends up on this roster, depending on how the experiment of Michael Massey and India goes in the outfield?
Well, you know, the Marte, the Duvall things, those date back to even before spring training started. And a lot of it is, you know, will you accept a minor league deal? And a lot of these guys, no, I want the guaranteed money. I want the guaranteed spot on the 26-man roster. And the Royals just, they're out of that business. This isn't the evaluation season. This isn't even last year where, hey, what you did in the tail end of the evaluation season gives you an opportunity to, cement your spot on the team to start off 2024. No, you're earning it. Watching these guys work, especially those infielders that are moonlighting in the outfield, it's impressive. Watching Michael Garcia go from third, get some time in at shortstop, work his tail off in center field, and then wants to become a better bunter, which I think could be huge for his game. Watching him work. Jonathan India today, starting off at third base, working in at second, get a lot of work in there, a lot of creative drills from Jose Aguacil, the infield coach, Damon Hollins, the outfield coach, and then, Michael Massey, you guys know him as well as anybody in the city. The dude just oozes baseball. The thing that I fell in love with Massey, back in 2021, whenever his first minor league spring training was. Maybe it was 2020. You know, he's just always struck me as a guy that, you know, when he was 5 or 6, he went to bed in his baseball pants. Just loved the game. So watching him work is always a treat, whether it's at second base or left field. As far as adding to it, sure, you know, Cody, you can never go wrong with a 1-year deal. You can never go wrong with a minor league deal. The question is will these quality outfielders acknowledge that there's not a major league deal to be had? You're going to, well, and shoot, man, we're now getting too late into camp to where we're not promising anybody a spot on the roster unless you're a bona fide star, and you know, bona fide stars aren't necessarily available with 2 weeks left to go in camp. So, sure, if someone, the Duvall type, if they're willing to accept a minor league deal, sure, that could happen. But, nah, honestly, I'm encouraged with what I've seen from Mike Cal, the work from Massey in India. And, again, you know, depending on the pitcher, the ability to maneuver these guys, they're all malleable now defensively, right? Like opening day, Cole Reagan's likely on the hill. You know, that means you're going to get a lot of work likely in right field. So I wouldn't be surprised to see MJ in right, you know, Massey at second. Maybe India gets that start in left field with Mike Hell at third and Hunter Renfroe as your designated hitter. We all know Q has no issue, and these guys have no issue with bouncing around the diamond, and I think we're going to see a lot of that. Now, it might be the same 9 guys in the lineup most days, but they'll be playing different position most days as well.
Before we let you go, what about on the base pass with Bobby Wood Jr.? He had, what, 30, 31 steals a season ago, and I think going into last year, while every other number was ridiculous, That was one number where people thought it should have been even higher. Is that, you know, with the new contract, do you believe they're allowing him to run as much? Does he just need to get better on the base pass in terms of being able to evaluate the, you know, the movement of the pitcher? How do you see that playing out this year?
Yeah, I think his confidence, well, certainly not shook, but I think he was thinking a little bit too much last season. And a lot of that is going to be dependent on the rest of the lineup, right? If along with Vinny and Salvi, but if, you know, the Massey and Melendez, Izzy, Michael, if the offense is cooking, you know, how much do you really need, you know, Bobby ripping second? I know there's been a lot of emphasis on stealing third base. There were plenty of opportunities last year that the coaching staff thought the base runners, you know, Izzy, Michael, Massey, Bobby, left out there. So I think you'll see that more this season. Andy Rogers wrote a great piece about it. Bobby's been talking about it throughout spring training about can't get thrown out as often as it happened last season. You're too fast. You're too good. You're too instinctual. So I don't know what his total is this year for stolen bases, but yeah, I don't think they're worried about injury, right? I don't think this is something that I thought it might turn into, the Mike Trout, where All right, now that you're getting paid, now that you've been dinged up a few times, how about you cool your jets on the base pass? I think the only way that happens to Bobby is if the offense is rolling and we're sitting back waiting for 3-run home runs.
To record 40 or more stolen bases, looks like Bobby Wood Jr. plus 172 at FanDuel right now, and the to lead the big leagues. To lead the big leagues in stolen bases. No surprise who the favorite is: Ellie De La Cruz, then Corbin Carroll. Bobby Witt with the third best odds, actually tied for the second best odds to have the most stolen bases.
It would need to be 41. Because you know, 40-40 is certainly within his sights, or at least the, you know, 35-70, some of the goofy numbers that Acuna and Otani have been putting up of late. There's that fire inside of Bobby, doesn't let you see it all that often, but he wants to be the best. Understand, you don't become as great as he is without a desire to be the best. And there's no doubt about it. Those numbers are present in his head. They're not the driving factor, but they're certainly there and certainly a goal.
Josh Vernier, our Royals insider. Appreciate it, man. Hot Stove Show coming up on Thursday night right here on 96.5 The Fan.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.